New Hampshire, a poem with notes and grace notes by Robert Frost. Read by D.S. Harvey. Section 2, Notes. Two Witches. Part 2, The Pauper Witch of Grafton. Now that they've got it settled whose I be, I'm going to tell them something they won't like. They've got it settled wrong, and I can prove it. Flattered I must be to have two towns fighting to make a present of me to each other. They don't dispose me, either one of them, to spare them any trouble. Double trouble's always the witch's motto anyway. I'll double theirs for both of them. You watch me. They'll find they've got the whole thing to do over. That is, if facts is what they want to go by. They set a lot, now don't they, by a record of Arthur Amy's having once been up for Hog Reeve in March meeting here in Warren. I could have told them any time this 12-month the Arthur Amy I was married to couldn't have been the one they say was up in Warren at March meeting for the reason he went but 15 at the time, they say. The Arthur Amy I was married to voted the only times he ever voted, which wasn't many, in the town of Wentworth. One of the times was when 'twas in the warrant to see if the town wanted to take over the tote road to our clearing where we lived. I'll tell you who'd remember. Heman Lappish. There Arthur Amy was the father of mine. So now they've dragged it through the law courts once, I guess they'd better drag it through again. Wentworth and Warren's both good towns to live in, only I happen to prefer to live in Wentworth from now on. And, when all's said, right's right. And the temptation to do right when I can hurt someone by doing it has always been too much for me. It has. I know of some folks that'd be set up at having in their town a noted witch, but most would have to think of the expense that even I would be. They ought to know that as a witch I'd often milk a bat and that'd be enough to last for days. It'd make my position stronger, think, if I was to consent to give some sign to make it sure that I was a witch. It warn't no sign, I suppose, when Malice Hughes said I took him out in his old age and rode all over everything on him, until I'd had him worn to skin and bones. And if I'd left him hitched and unblanketed in front of one town hall, I'd left him hitched in front of every one in Grafton County. Some cried, shame on me, not to blanket him, the poor man. It would have been all right if someone hadn't said to gnaw the posts he stood beside and leave his trademark on them so they could recognize them. Not a post that they could hear tell of was scarified. They made him keep on gnawing until he whined. Then that same smarty someone said to look, he'd bet Hughes was a cribber and had gnawed the crib he slept in, and as sure as you're born they found he'd gnawed the four posts of his bed, all four of them, to splinters. What did that prove? Not that he hadn't gnawed the hitching posts, he said he had, besides. Because a horse gnaws in the stable ain't no proof to me he don't gnaw trees and posts and fences too. But everybody took it for a proof. I was a strapping girl of 20 then. The smarty, someone who spoiled everything, was Arthur Amy. You know who he was. That was the way he started courting me. He never said much after we were married, but I mistrusted he was none too proud of having interfered in a Hughes business. I guess he found he got more out of me by having me a witch. Or something happened to turn him round. He got to saying things to undo what he'd done and make it right, like, no, she ain't come back from kiting yet. Last night was one of her nights out. She's kiting. She thinks when the wind makes a night of it, she might as well herself. But he liked best to let on he was plagued to death with me. If anyone had seen me coming home over the ridgepole, stride of a broomstick, as often as he had in the tail of night, he guessed they'd know what he had to put up with. Well, I showed Arthur Amy signs enough off from the house as far as we could keep, and from barn smells you can't wash out of plowed ground, with all the rain and snow of 7 years. And I don't mean just skulls of Rogers Rangers on Moosalaki, but woman signs to man. Only bewitched, so I would last him longer. Up where the trees grow short, the moss is tall, I made him gather me wet snowberries on slippery rocks beside a waterfall. I made him do it for me in the dark, and he liked everything I made him do. I hope if he is where he sees me now, he's so far off he can't see what I've come to. You can come down from everything to nothing. All is, if I'd have known when I was young and full of it, that this would be the end, it doesn't seem as if I'd had the courage to make so free and kick up in folks' faces. I might have, but it doesn't seem as if. End of The Pauper Witch of Grafton.